position, how to go about acquiring new skills as quickly as possible. These ideas and practices aren't complicated, so they won't take you long to learn. Then, I'll explain how to use these principles in the real world by showing you how I acquired the following 6 new skills in 20 hours or less each, with no more than 90 minutes of practice per day. Developing a personal yoga practice, writing a web-based computer program, relearning to touch type, exploring the oldest and most complex board game in history, playing a musical instrument, and windsurfing. I hope that this book encourages you to dust off your old want-to-do list, re-examine it, and commit to learning something new. By the way, for updates about the material in this book, visit first20hours.com/updates. Chapter 1. A Portrait of the Author as a Learning Junkie. Hi, my name is Josh Kaufman, and I'm a learning addict. My home and office shelves are piled high with books, tools, and unused equipment of all sorts, most of which are slowly accumulating dust. I have a to-learn list hundreds of items long. My Amazon.com shopping cart currently has 241 items in it, all books I want to read. I can't walk into a bookstore without leaving with 3 or 4 new books to be added to the 852 volumes I already own. Every day, I come up with an idea for another project or experiment, which I add to my ever-growing someday maybe list. Looking at everything I want to learn how to do feels overwhelming, so I don't look at that list very often. I want to learn how to improve my publishing business. I want to learn how to shoot and edit videos. I want to produce an audio program. I want to learn how to give better seminars and teach better courses. I have ideas for a new product, but I don't know how to build it. I have ideas for new computer programs, but I don't know how to create them. I have more potential writing project ideas in my head than the time and energy to write them. I want to learn how to draw. I want to learn how to whitewater kayak. I want to learn fly fishing. I want to learn rock climbing. I want to be able to play the guitar, the ukulele, the piano, and the electric violin. There are games I've been interested in for years, like Go, but I haven't learned how to play them. I have games that I already know how to play, like chess, but I'm not very good at them, so they're not much fun, and I don't play them very often. I like the idea of playing golf, but every game I've played turned into a stoic exercise in laughing off embarrassment. I usually say I play marathon golf. By the end of 18 holes, I've run a marathon. It seems as though every day I add some new skill to the list of things I want to be able to do, and the process never ends. So much to do, and so little time. By nature, I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy. If something needs to be done, I'd rather give it a go myself than look for help. Even if someone else could do it better or faster, I'm reluctant to rob myself of the learning experience. To complicate matters, Kelsey, my wife, runs her own business, publishing continuing education courses for yoga teachers. Business is good for both of us, so there's always a lot to be done. To make life even more interesting, we welcomed our daughter, Leela, into the world. Leela is 9 months old as I write this. Before Leela was born, Kelsey and I decided that if we were going to have kids, we wanted to make raising them ourselves a priority. One of the major reasons I quit my former management track job at a Fortune 500 corporation was to have the flexibility to work from home, set my own schedule, and spend as much time as possible with my family. Kelsey and I share parenting responsibilities equally. Since we're a two-business household, Kelsey works in the morning while I take care of Leela. In the afternoon, Kelsey takes care of Leela, and I work until dinner time. That gives me around 25 hours each week to work, plus whatever time I can snatch while Leela is napping. After Leela was born, I felt like I barely had enough time to get my work done, let alone acquire new skills. For a learning addict, it was crazy-making. I don't want to give up on learning and growth completely, even with my new responsibilities. I don't have very much free time, but I'm willing to invest what I have as wisely as possible. That's what prompted my interest in what I call rapid skill acquisition, methods of learning new skills quickly. I want to continue to acquire new skills, but I don't want the process to take forever. I want to pick up the essential